Activity 3A.
So where else have you worked?
Before coming to Lyon, I was working in Paris for 6 years as a freelance pianist, chef de chant, which means a vocal coach, and assistant conductor. Before that, I was working in Nantes. I had a contract for a year and a half in the opera house in Nantes, which takes us back to January of 1991. And before that, I was living in London for 6 years, which is where I did my musical studies, and then worked there straight after my after receiving my diploma in piano. And before that, I was doing my university studies at a place called Durham, which is in the north of England. So I've been living in France for the last 7.5 years.
When and how did you realize that you wanted to make a career in music?
Music has always played a very important part in my life. I began playing the piano when I was 5, out of sort of a fit of jealousy, because my brother, who is a year and a half older than I, he started having piano lessons, and I said to my parents, well, if my brother has piano lessons, I want to have some too. So it began like that. And I went through the usual childhood traumas of not wanting to do my piano practice in the evening after school. But I guess I was kind of bitten, as it were, about the age of 10 or 11, when suddenly the piano became very important to me. And certainly the drag of having to play the piano for half an hour, even an hour in the evening after school, suddenly became a pleasure rather than a burden. And at the same time, about 11 or 12, I started going to symphonic concerts in my hometown, and started to hear symphonies of Tchaikovsky, of Brahms, or Beethoven, all the major symphonic repertoire for the first time. It kind of took off from there, and it got to the point where at the age of 16 in England you had to choose what we call the O levels and A levels, which are the exams you would take at 16 and 18, which are obviously very important for the studies you will do further, university studies you will do further, further down the line. And much against the will of my parents, I insisted on doing music. They would have preferred me to have a real job, as they called it, to be a lawyer or a doctor or something with a real future, so that I could have a guaranteed salary every month. But as I say, much against their will, I insisted on doing music, saying to them that I didn't want to have any regrets further down the line, to get to 25 or 30, and to say to myself, if only I'd have tried, maybe it would have worked. I said to them that I wanted at least to try to see what happened, and then if it didn't work, then at least I could say, okay, it didn't work, let's do something else. So I guess about the age of 15, 16, it was the time when I discovered it was literally vitally important for me to make music, to play the piano, to be in an environment surrounded by musicians, and to be working in that field. Obviously it's kind of it's worked out okay, because I'm now working at the opera house in Lyon, so obviously it was the right decision, I think.
No regrets
whatsoever.
Was there anyone who had a particular influence on you?
In my early life, I guess my father, to a certain extent, because he was a church organist, and so at home we had a piano and he would play the piano. And my brother also, as I said, played the piano. And so when we were quite young, my father used to sit down with us at the piano, and we'd either play piano duets, which means obviously two people at one piano, or even we'd do six hands on one piano. So there were three of us sitting on the piano. And for a certain number of years, we had kind of a family speciality at certain concerts and certain festivals, of going around and playing six hands on one piano, and actually won quite a few prizes in music festivals and things. around my hometown. So I guess he was an early decisive influence on me.